In our first reading, Isaiah compared the farmer's efforts to yield an abundant harvest with that of a prophet or a preacher, attempting to sow the seeds of faith in the hearts of believers. As God gives us bread to satisfy our physical hunger, we are also given his living word to answer our spiritual hunger. The Apostle Paul described the process of cultivating growth in the faith to the groaning experienced by women in labor. As children of God, we long to be set free from our slavery to sin. In Christ, we have salvation for our soul and the promise of resurrection for our body. Paul willingly endured all kinds of suffering in order to plant the seeds of faith in the early Christian community, giving them and us the promise of freedom and new life. In our gospel, Jesus teaches that like the farmer's seed, our faith must be nurtured and fed, protected and cared for. And just as a farmer separates the wheat from the chaff and prunes his larger plants for a more abundant harvest, we too must learn to separate the good from the bad in each of our lives so that we also may experience the glory of God in this life and in the life to come. The seeds of our faith must be deeply rooted in Christ and in his church so that nothing can cause them to be wasted or wither. Not temptation to do wrongs, not wealth or power, not pride or prejudice. My sisters and brothers, when we let the Word of God, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, take root in our hearts and our souls, our faith grows, and we can offer ourselves back to the Father who first gave all to us. So, my sisters and brothers, let us do this by our acts of love of God and for each other, by living our faith, with the grace and help of Jesus Christ, our Lord. May God's blessings be with you today and the rest of the week ahead.